preach along these lines a lot, but I just felt kind of really kind of sensed the Lord dealing with me about this, and so I'm just going to talk about it a little bit tonight. And Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for utterance in the Holy Ghost. Bless us tonight. Unfold your word to us. And we declare in Jesus' name our heart is good soil. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Acts 27, it says, now Paul, verse 7, it says, and when we had sailed slowly for a good many days and with difficulty, had arrived off Cnidus, since the wind did not permit us to go farther, we sailed under the shelter of Crete off Salamone. And with difficulty sailing past it, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Lasea. And when considerable time had passed, and the voyage was now dangerous, since even the fast was already over, Paul began to admonish them. Who's he admonishing? Those on the ship, those who's in charge of the ship. And he said to them, men, I perceive. Everybody say perceive. Yeah. Yeah. He said, men, I perceive that the voyage will certainly be with damage and great loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. But the centurion was more persuaded by the pilot and the captain of the ship than by what was being said by Paul. And so I want to talk to you tonight. I want to talk to you about being, I want you to, about trusting your own spirit, or trusting your heart, or trusting your conscience. Amen? And go to Galatians chapter 5. He said, I perceive. A lot of times when God speaks to us, or a lot of times when we're looking for direction in our life, or a lot of times when we're facing situations in our life, you know, we're always looking for something on the outside to speak to us. Many times in my Christian life, if I could have just heard a voice, how many's ever just sought for a voice? God, can you just kind of get the old blowhorn out and just start talking to me from heaven so I can understand and know that it's you? You know? And because everybody's looking for a voice, you know? But a lot of times, God will talk to us, or we'll be led by just that inward witness. I like what God told Brother Hagin. God told Brother Hagin, if you will learn to live by that inner witness of your spirit man, he said, I'll make you rich. I'll make you rich. If you'll learn how to live out of your spirit man. One thing I've learned in my Christian life is that a lot of people want to be led by the Spirit, but a lot of people won't never take the time to be led by the Spirit. Are you listening to me? A lot of people don't ever, they won't take the time. They won't develop their own spirit man to learn how to hear. And the voice of your spirit is your conscience. And when you were not born again, Ephesians chapter 2 says you were led by a spirit of disobedience, fulfilling the lust of your mind and of your flesh. And you were being led by a different spirit. Why? Because that spirit on the inside of you was dead, separated from God. Amen? I said amen? And so when you were not born again, before you was a Christian, your conscience was not a good guide. Are you listening to me? There's a lot of things that my conscience allowed me to do when my new reborn spirit don't allow me to do. Amen? And so what happens is a lot of times when we're first born again, we begin to really know how to hear our spirit man because it's all new to us. You know, it's like when you go to do something or go to say something or get involved in something, you'll hear that perceiving that on the inside of you. No, 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 no. Back up. Go a different direction. How many know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? But it seems as we grow and we're the more church we get and the more Christian people we get around, that we end up having our spirit, we get callous. And what happens when you become callous? Well, if you get a big old callous on your hand or on your foot, you know what happens? You lose the sensitivity. You lose feeling. You lose what you're not supposed to be. You know, if you got a callous on your hand and it's a big callous, you can rub it and not even feel anything. Why? Because it's calloused over. And a lot of times, a lot of Christian people, their spirit, man, gets a big callous on it because they've ignored it for so long. And when you ignore the voice of your spirit, man, see, if Paul would have ignored the voice of his spirit, that perceiving that he talked to, if he would have just ignored that, then there wouldn't have been no warning. Amen. And a lot of times God will warn us, or God will because our spirit, man, is connected to the Holy Spirit. You know, we're born of the Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, he lives on the inside of our spirit, man. Are you listening to me? He's joined up with us. He that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Is one spirit. Amen? And what I find, a lot of people, that they stay in a state of confusion because they don't never take time to listen to their spirit. Or they know how to hear, but they ignore him. They ignore the spirit, man. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching real good. You know, you start dating somebody, and then all of a sudden you get this like, you know? And it's like, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to. I shouldn't buy that. Listen, your spirit, man, if you'll listen to it, because it's created in righteousness and true holiness, it will, if you'll learn to listen to your spirit, man, you'll never violate the Word of God. Your spirit, man. I had somebody tell me, well, God spoke to me and told me to marry this guy, and he wasn't saved because he's a diamond in the rough. Let me tell you something. You heard the devil. You didn't hear God. Because people say, well, what do you mean? Because that's a violation of the Word of God. It's a violation because the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. That's a violation of the Word. So your spirit, man, the Holy Ghost is not going to tell you to do something that violates the Word. I know preachers. I'm thinking of this one preacher. He went off and fasted and prayed for 3 days. I'm talking about he's on TBN today. Oh, it gets real quiet when you start talking about Christian TV. Oh, my Lord. If you sit around watching Christian TV all the time, you're going to be more screwed up than Christian TV. This preacher, he went off fasted for 3 days, came back, now listen now, and said, the Lord told me I married the wrong woman. Done been married to her, got kids, but I've been years married to her. But the Lord told me that I married the wrong woman and I'm supposed to marry the right woman in the same church. Divorced this one, married that one, and a whole dumb congregation said, well, it must have been the Lord. That ain't the Lord. That's a violation of the Word of God. Amen? Amen. You know? So your spirit, man, will never violate the Word of God. You can't ask. If you're born again, listen to me very carefully. This is going to be so practical. I know y'all all know this, but we're going to get a refresher tonight. Your spirit, man, listen to me. If you're born again, listen to me very carefully. Your spirit, man, will not, if you'll listen to him, he'll not let you sleep with somebody if you're not married. You have to violate your conscience in order to take your clothes off. Even in the midst of the heated moment, you'll have to violate your conscience. let me say something. Your spirit, man, the voice of your spirit, it won't let you go down there and sit in a bar. Are y'all listening to me? It will not let you. If you're born again, it will not let you go down and sit in. Why is that? Because getting drunk and drinking is the world. It's the spirit of the world. Amen? It will not. You have to violate your. How will the Holy Ghost tell you that it's okay to drink when drinking is the number one killer in America? Will Jesus turn the water into wine? Are you Jesus? Well, Paul told Timothy to take a little wine first. Are you Timothy? I can go smoke a joint if I want to. I'm 47 years old. I can do whatever I want. I can go down to, I can leave this church, go down to Big Daddy's if I want to. I can go if I want to. Who can stop me? If I want to go down there, I can go. Amen? But I'll have to violate my spirit, man, to go in there. I'll have to. Now, I'm going to talk, get real with y'all tonight. Are you listening to me? Your spirit, man, won't let you sit and watch a naked people on TV. You have to violate your spirit. I like something I heard somebody say, and it's a hard thing to do sometimes. That if your 5-year old can't watch it, neither can you. Why? But you have to. I know. Listen, man, that steps on my toes. There ain't nothing like a big old war movie, killing movie, people cutting heads. Come on now. But you gotta violate your conscience to watch some of that stuff. See, holiness is not about what you wear, not about the makeup you wear or you don't wear. Holiness is not about an outward appearance. Holiness is from the inside out. But we don't live in holiness because we violate the spirit of holiness that's on the inside of us. Amen? Now, I know we don't want to talk about this, but this is the kind of stuff that'll help you in times of crisis if you learn in the easy things, the small things, how to listen to your spirit. It'll help you when the big things come. If you'll listen to your... I read a quote by Rick Renner today. I put it on my Facebook. I don't know if any of y'all read that. But Rick Renner said that he'd made as a leader... he had made most of his mistakes as a leader because he did not take the time to listen to what the Spirit was saying to him. Amen? So if listen to me, a lot of times ambition, a lot of times desire, a lot of times a want can cause you to violate your spirit, man. See, the Bible says here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "But I say, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit." Now, most people teach this from a place of walk in the Holy Spirit. And yes, that is true with this scripture. Okay? But in context of what he's talking about the difference between the flesh and the spirit. Okay? And a lot of this is concerning the human spirit that the Holy Spirit lives in. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? See, over in Romans chapter 8, hold your place right there and go to Romans chapter 8. We'll just do a little Bible study tonight. Y'all say, "Well, I already know this." Well, listen to it again. Get over yourself. Amen? It's the simple things in life that cause you to get over, not the deep things. Most people want the deep things and can't even do the simple things. Most people want to know how to raise the dead, but they don't even know how to listen to their own spirit. Most people want a great ministry, but they can't even be married right. Oh, I better stop right. Lord, have mercy. Where'd that come from? Verse 5, it says this. It says, for those who are according to the flesh. Now, that word flesh there, it means those who are according to the senses. Really, he's talking about people here that are lost. How the lost natural man operates. He says, for those who are according to the flesh, set their mind. Set their thinking. Their mind. On the things of the flesh, the natural. But those who are according to the Spirit. Are you according to the Spirit? Well, yeah, verse 9 says, if the Spirit of Christ lives in you, then you are of the Spirit. Amen? It says, but those who are according to the Spirit, they set their mind on the things of the Spirit. But the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So life and peace come from the Spirit, not from the flesh or the outward or the outside. We know this. I know we know this. But listen to this. He says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Now, some people, they turn that around. Crucify the flesh, and you'll live by the Spirit. Well, no, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, if you'll learn to live after that Spirit, man, and listen to the voice of your Spirit, and learn how to not violate that Spirit, man, on the inside of you, the real you, the real voice of your conscience. Are you listening to me? It's our Spirit, man, talks to us so much that a lot of times we just tune him out. Like if you're nasty with somebody, your conscience I shouldn't have said that. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way. So what should you do? Go back and correct it. Don't violate that. Go back and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. The more you do that, the louder that voice will get. Do you know what you're doing? You're acknowledging that you hear him. You're acknowledging that you're being led by the Spirit. Are you listening to me? A lot of times, your conscience will say, nope, don't say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. Amen? For all of us. Me and Angela, we would have saved a lot of time in fighting if I'd have just kept my mouth shut. When I heard, keep your mouth shut. Nope, I ain't keeping my mouth shut. She deserves everything I'm about to give her. Amen? Oh, yeah. Oh, don't look at me all holy. Amen? And the more you violate that, now listen to me. The more you violate that Spirit, that voice, the more you violate that, what happens? What happens? God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he's given it to us by the new birth, by the grace of God in us. Are you listening to me? Oh, thank God. Thank God he's given us all the tools. Amen? But the more, what we talk about on Sunday, that if you live, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Amen? So the more you violate that voice of your conscience, the more you violate that, what happens? You'll start reaping corruption in your life. Amen? Why? Because you'll become callous. And so what happens the next time? It starts out this. Well, I'll watch a little bit of this. And maybe I shouldn't, but it's not really that bad. So you violate. So the next time you'll watch something, you'll say, well, that's really not that bad. And then the next time you'll say, hey, y'all, come on over. Let's watch this movie. It's really not that bad. You know? And so what's happened? What's a callus? It's layers. What happens? That callus gets so big, you can't feel nothing. The Bible talks about, in Timothy, it talks about that they seared their conscience with a hot iron. To where they can't even hear God. They can't even hear the voice of their Spirit anymore. Their conscience becomes so... I don't know if y'all know this, but y'all getting some meat tonight. This what I'm telling you, save your life. Let me tell you something. It'll help you get along with somebody. If you learn not to violate your conscience, don't violate your spirit, man. See, it says, I say walk by the Spirit, and you'll not carry out the desires of your flesh. That's right. If you'll learn to live out of the Spirit, now the Holy Spirit's in there. So He's leading and God, He's prompting you. Amen? But be led by the Spirit, by that new man on the inside of you. And you'll not fulfill the desires of your flesh and of your mind. It says, for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Let me tell you something. Now, I've disciplined my body for a long time, for 30 years. You understand? But you know, even after 30 years, if I let my mind talk to me stupid, I think something stupid like, smoking a joint wouldn't be too bad. Oh, y'all don't look at me like y'all. Don't look at me like y'all. How many know what I'm talking about? Everybody all lift their hand. That's right. You know? Why? Because my body, my flesh like that stuff. Are you listening to me? My body likes that stuff. There's certain things your body likes. My body loves Marlboros. Right. So that desire, it sets itself against the Spirit. It's opposite of that Spirit, man. Why? Because the nature of the natural wants to keep you in that realm of the natural. The devil wants to keep you in the realm of the natural. It says, for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. See, the Spirit man always wants to do what's right. And he knows what to do is right. He knows what to do is right, what is right. He knows what is right to do. Yeah, there it is. Amen? Am I helping anybody? And it says, these are opposite in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. Or wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. What's the law? It's the demands of righteousness. All right? The law is the demand for righteousness. It's the demand of being right. Are you listening to me? But see, the Spirit man has come and you've become born again, which has made you right, and which has given you the ability to live and be and do right. Does that make sense? And it says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger. Disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness. See, drunkenness is of the flesh. You would be surprised how many Christians go to churches that think it's okay to drink. Well, if it's okay to drink, then it's okay to be a homosexual. If it's okay to be a homosexual, then it's okay to smoke pot. If it's okay to smoke pot, it's okay to commit adultery. Because one's not any different than the other. Nothing's worse than the other. It's everything that'll cause you to miss the mark. See, we want to get people where they don't miss the mark. It's not that God hates them, but it'll cause people, because they'll sow to their flesh, they'll reap corruption in their life. Drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The correct translation of that right there, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The correct translation of that is this, that they will not experience the benefit of all that God wants for their life. That's what that really means. They won't experience the benefit of all that God wants for their life. You got to be careful with translators, because they. I heard something today. This is a rabbit trail. But you're talking about the judgment seat of Christ. That during St. Augustine, somewhere back then, somewhere there was this and that, and I can't tell you all the legitimate of it. But it talks about the judgment seat of Christ. Do you know that the translators put that word in their judgment? And really, in the original Greek, in those old manuscripts, when they talked about the judgment seat of Christ, they didn't use the word judgment. It was the seat where like when the Romans would come after great battles, and they would come and they would sit them, and they would put that big that half tree around their head, you know. They got that leaves around their head, and they would sit and crown them, and it would be a reward ceremony. And that's what the judgment seat of Christ is really. It's an award ceremony. It's not, but the translators put that word in their judgment. Why? Because we want everybody to be motivated by fear instead of reward. Makes sense. Amen. I'm never going to stand before Almighty God as a sinner. Jesus took my sin, paid the price. It says, but if you are, it says, now, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit or enjoy all that God has for them. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of that reborn Spirit that's been infused with the life of God, it's love, it's joy, it's peace, it's patience, it's kindness, it's goodness, it's faithfulness. See, that's if you're led by the Spirit. See, these are the attributes of you living after your Spirit. How do you know when you get out outside of living out of your Spirit, man? Instead of love, you'll hate. Instead of holding your tongue, you'll have an outburst of anger. We can all fall on our face and repent for that. From the pastor to the children. Amen? That's right. Peace. What about when you get out of peace? You know? What happens? You get in this state of mind of chaos. See, they that are led by the Spirit. See, we have to be people that don't fight. You can, listen to me. What I want to get across to you tonight is that you can trust. You can trust your spirit man. You can trust the voice of your conscience. Are you listening to me? You can trust your spirit. It's born of God. It's got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. Amen? You can trust that. I tell you what, if you'll learn to trust your spirit, you'll never buy the wrong car. You'll never invest in something that's wrong. You'll never get involved with people that will bring harm to you instead of help you. If you'll learn, the Holy Ghost, I tell you what, that spirit man, that spirit, it'll teach you who you can be friends with and who you can't. You know, you can't be friends just to everybody. Well, I should say, you can't just fellowship with everybody. Because, are you listening to me? Because not everybody knows how to fellowship in the Spirit. And so, but you got to learn how to not violate that. It's the key to a godly marriage. Y'all listen to me. It's the key to a godly marriage. It's the key to getting along with your kids. And if you can train your kids to do it and learn how to live after that new man, they can get along with you. Most of the time, I can get along with them. They just can't get along with me. Because they want me to be their friend. I'm not your friend. I'm your dad. Amen? There's a difference. I said there's a difference. Sometimes dad can't be friend all the time. Amen? Amen. That's right. That's right. Am I helping anybody in here tonight? Verse 24 says, now those who belong to Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh and with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Amen? Go to Hebrews chapter 10 or 9. Go to Hebrews chapter 9. I'll show you Scripture. Well, Pastor, I can hear somebody say, I know all of this. Well, you don't know as much as you think you do. Amen? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says, well, in verse, that's verse 11. It says, but when Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifers, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more? Everybody say, how much more? Come on, say it again. Say, how much more? How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? See, you can trust the voice of your spirit. It's been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I said your spirit, man, has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He that knew no sin became sin. Listen, my body didn't become righteous, but my spirit, man, is righteous. I've been made right on the inside. And if you'll learn how to let that which is right be on the inside and listen to him, it'll cause everything on the outside to become right. God doesn't clean us up from the outside in. He cleans us up from the inside out. Amen? Don't get hung up on all your failures. Don't get hung up on all your habits and all of that. No, get hung up. Put your mind. Put your mind. Put what you're thinking about all the time. Put your mind. Put your mind. Put what you're thinking about all the time on the spirit man that's created in righteousness. Are you listening to me? Set your mind on that which is right, and it'll cause everything on the outside to become right. The reason most people can't break the habits in their life is because Lord have mercy. They're waiting for God to do something. Listen to me very carefully. They're waiting for God to come and deliver them. And most people wait until Jesus comes back or they die early. Are you listening to me? Because God has put everything you need on the inside of you to deliver you. And for a Christian, I'm not talking about somebody who comes in here, they're strung out on dope, they're lost, and the Spirit of God comes upon them and delivers them, the anointing destroys the yoke. Are you listening to me? But if that happens, when they go back home, if nobody disciples them, they'll go right back to it because they don't know how, they don't even know what happened. Are you listening to me? But for somebody who's a Christian, a lot of Christians have a lot of habits. I had a lot of habits. But it was the more I put my attention on that which is right on the inside, that righteousness of who I am in Christ, the more I focused on that, the more the habits begin to break off my life. Listen, see, the Bible says in Romans says, awake, awake unto righteousness, and you'll sin, and sin not. So you'll awake unto right, you'll awaken to who you are, you'll awaken to that which is right on the inside of you. And you, when you put your mind on those things, it'll bring life and it'll bring peace. And you'll listen. And you'll not fulfill the desires of your flesh. Some of y'all still smoke. You want to learn how to quit smoking? I'm teaching you how to quit smoking. So, are you listening to me? See, I violate my conscience every time I sit down at the table most of the time. Especially if I go to Golden Corral. I don't have no conscience at the Golden Corral. What? Y'all think I got it all together? I don't have it all together. I'm not perfect. I still have things I have to learn how to. I'm still learning. I'm still letting that righteousness on the inside of me become and perfect that. Are you listening to me? Or at least teach me how to harness that on the outside. And I'll go through periods where I'll listen, and then I'll get tired and I'll quit listening, just like y'all do in things. But we can't let the devil put us under condemnation because we're still a work in progress. It's God in us. It's not an excuse for sin. I'm not talking about an excuse for sin. I'm just talking about that if you ain't got it all together today, well, just hang in there. It's still Jesus is still working on you. It's God in us, both the will and the do of His good pleasure. I'm His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's God working in me. So don't get in condemnation. Don't let the devil beat you up. No, just begin to focus. Put your focus, set your mind, you know, on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And begin to set your mind on that thing. You know, look in the mirror and call yourself a righteous person because of the blood of Jesus. Amen? See, your conscience has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Your spirit man has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And if you'll renew your mind to the Word of God and you'll submit yourself, let me tell you something, that's the key word, is to submit or surrender to that new man. Surrender. Just surrender to the new man. If you'll surrender to the new man, then you'll give up your right to always be right. That you'll give up your right to always have to be right. Come on, smile. Because we all want to be right. But a lot of times, we just dead dog wrong. Amen? Let me tell you something. If you'll learn how to acknowledge that you're wrong and that you've missed it, you'll grow. It's when you try to cover it up, sweep it under the rug. Bless God, I was right. Blah, 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 blah. But yet your conscience is telling you, no, really, you could have said it different. You could have done it different. You could have. That's not the Holy Ghost convicting you of sin. That's the Holy Ghost showing you that you're right. That righteous part of you. He's convicting you of righteousness, not sin. When he says, you could have said it this way. Why? Because that's the way that the new man would have said it. See the difference? He's not saying, look at you. Look what you did, you old filthy, black-hearted thing. He don't say that. He don't ever point his finger and accuse you. That's the devil. That's the devil. I said, that's the devil. No, that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will convict you of righteousness. It'll convict you of that rightness of who you are. See, if you're born again and you go down there and you do something, see, the Holy Ghost say, see, no, you shouldn't be here. Well, why shouldn't I be here? Because a righteous man don't act like this or talk like this or do this. Amen? I said amen. Verse 19, chapter 10, last one, I'm done. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 says, therefore, Therefore, brethren, since, is since a past, present, or future? In this scripture, is that a past, present, or future? It's a past. Since, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence, no, it's talking about now, present. Since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, I was thinking of another scripture. By a new and living way, by a new and living way, keep your mind in the Spirit now. Not on pastor's flaws. I told y'all I didn't graduate from Harvard. I didn't even graduate from high school. It's a miracle I'm standing up here. It says, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great high priest, a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Now listen to this. Let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. And our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, our faith, without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Amen? Meaning this, that we can always draw near to God because the blood of Jesus has washed us, and we can stand there without a consciousness of sin because we've been, that our conscience has been washed clean. So we stand there in his blood washed clean without a consciousness of sin, without a consciousness of condemnation and guilt. We stand there confidently because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us and washed us clean. See, it's all because of what he's done for us. See, that's part of that finished work of Jesus. He hath made us clean. He hath redeemed us, ransomed us. He hath made us righteous. Amen? So you can trust your heart. You can trust your heart. You can trust your spirit, man. Your conscience, you can trust it. Trust it. Trust it. When you hear no, it's not a suggestion. When you hear yes, it's not a suggestion. It's the right way to go or it's the wrong way to go. One thing I've learned about Jesus in 30 years, there's no gray area. He's as black as white as they come. All right, listen, there's no gray area. Well, go ahead and see what happens. He's not like that. Go ahead and, you know, it'd be all right. No, he's not like, no, he's black and white. One more and I'm done. Well, I got to finish it up. Amen. Are y'all hungry? Well, y'all getting some good food tonight? Proverbs chapter 3 says this. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your spirit, man. Faith is of the heart. Trust is of the heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on what this mind would tell you is right or wrong. Don't make decisions based on what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste. You make decisions based on your spirit, man. Am I governed? Does my umpire of peace, does he say safe or out? And do not lean to your own understanding. See, that's what I got to teach Tisha here. I got to teach her. We don't go by the doctor's report. We don't go by what they all tell us. We don't trust in what they know naturally. I mean, we need to know what they know, but we go by what the Word of God says. Amen? We don't lean to our own understanding. We acknowledge God in all of our ways. And He will make our path straight. Why? because he knows the right way. Your spirit man, I'm telling you, listen to me, he knows the right way. If you'll listen to your spirit man, you listen to me. As a young Christian woman, listen to me. If you'll learn to listen to your spirit man, you won't date stupid people. Are you listening to me? Your spirit man won't let you date somebody who's stupid and acts stupid. You listening to me? That's right. And you won't marry somebody who's stupid and acts stupid and does stupid things. Amen? That's right. That's right. You listen to you. If you'll learn it now, when you're 16, 17 years old, my God, you'll be so far ahead of the game when you're 30. Oh, my God. Your spirit, man, the Holy Ghost on the inside, he'll teach you what college to go to. He'll put a desire on the inside of you and then pay for it all. Glory to God. That's right. Spicer's a good testimony of that. I got a friend of mine. She's finishing up Harvard Law. She's brilliant. She got a full ride to Rice University. Living out of her spirit. Praying. She didn't do it all right. But what she did, the right that she did, propelled her years above the people that she was hanging with. Because she learned how to listen. She learned how to listen. I tell you what, we was in Honduras with that girl. 14 years old, I threw her on a bus. Get up here and start preaching. But she grabbed that Bible. She only about this tall. Grabbed that Bible, started preaching Jesus. For 5 minutes, she preached as hard. She preached as fast and hard as anybody ever heard him. Jesus love you. Jesus heal you. And what, it just sounded like a machine gun. And then she stopped and it got real quiet. She said, is there anybody here need healing? That guy in the back of the bus stood up and he was all crippled. That 14-year-old girl ran down the back of that bus, laid her hands on her, and Jesus straightened out his body right there in the front of everybody. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And now she's going to make a difference among foster kids. She's going to make a difference in the system. Glory to God. And know how to hear the Holy Ghost. Know how to be led by our spirit. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That's what happens when we get married. We think we got the bull by the horns and know everything about it. But I don't know none about it. Took me a long time just to learn a little bit about it. Amen. Let me tell you something. Living with a woman is a difficult thing. Solomon had 700 wives. He's a fool. You know what he said in the book of Ecclesiastes? He said, this I know, and it's true from God. He said, this is I know this is true. He said that there ought to be one woman for one man. That's what he said. That's right. That's right. How'd I get off on that? Oh, it's difficult. It's difficult. It is difficult. Listen to me. But it's probably not as difficult as living with a man. I put Angela through hell. I mean literal hell. And so we get married. We think we got it all figured out. Let me tell you something. I had to get outside of me and get into him to figure out how to just live with her. So you got to learn how to not. See, this stuff is not just about all the big stuff. Like, should I go to Africa? What about how just to get up in the morning? Let's start there. Then we might get to Africa sometime. Amen? But if we can't learn how to get out of bed, how are we going to get to Africa? Amen? This is so practical. This is so practical tonight. Most people miss it. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Amen? Acknowledge him. Let him direct you. Listen. Learn. And some of y'all, listen to me. Some of y'all violated your conscience so much that you need to tell God, God, help me. Help me. Heal me. And help me to be sensitive. And help me to listen and not be so hard-headed. Let me tell you something. It's easier to walk with God than to walk against him. the more it's hard. See, the Bible says, now I know he's talking about the law here, but you could use it in this context. It says the way of the transgressor is hard. You transgress against your spirit, man. You transgress against that which is right on the inside of you, then it's hard. Paul said it this way, you reap corruption. So let's reap life. Let's learn to listen and let's reap life. Because that's what he wants to lead us in, the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. The end result is, it might not all be bed of roses, but the end result is it's going to be where God wants you. And you're going to be doing what God wants you to do. And you're going to be blessed. Amen.